back to Condor Currents. I'm Ty Garibe, president of Condor Computing, and this is where we dive deep into the latest computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're exploring some fascinating research from Archive. We'll look at heterogeneous neural processing units and network-aware scheduling for disaggregated LLM inference. Plus, we've got exciting news about Alibaba's new server-grade RISC-V CPU and the latest Vortex GPU release. Let's jump right in. Our first paper today comes from Argadip Das, Hoso Kim, and Soman Lee, titled MOSA IC, a workload-driven simulation and design space exploration framework for heterogeneous NPUs. This is really timely research because we're seeing a massive shift in AI workloads that's challenging traditional neural processing unit designs. Here's the thing, for years, we've been optimizing NPUs around dense matrix multiplication. Think of it like building a factory that's incredibly efficient at one specific task, matrix multiply and accumulate operations. This worked beautifully for CNNs and transformers because that's exactly what they needed. But now we're seeing this explosion of new AI architectures that don't fit that mold at all. We're talking about state space models, long convolutions using fast Fourier transforms, Kolmogorov-Arnold networks, and spiking neural networks. These new architectures spend most of their time on vector operations and non-MAC primitives. It's like trying to run a completely different type of production line through that same specialized factory. The MOSA IC framework addresses this by providing a simulation environment specifically designed for heterogeneous NPUs. What makes this particularly interesting is their workload-driven approach. Instead of just throwing more MAC units at the problem, they're saying, let's understand what these new workloads actually need and design accordingly. This resonates with our experience at Condor Computing. When we're designing RISC-V processors, we can't just optimize for one type of workload anymore.
The beauty of RISC-V's extensibility really shines here because you can add custom instruction set extensions to handle these diverse compute patterns efficiently. The paper's focus on design space exploration is crucial because with heterogeneous architectures, the number of possible configurations explodes exponentially. You need sophisticated tools to navigate that space and find optimal designs. What I find compelling is how this work acknowledges that the future of AI acceleration isn't about building bigger hammers. It's about building smarter toolkits that can adapt to whatever computational pattern comes next. The second Archive paper is from Mubarak Adetunjioujuwole on NetKV, Network-Aware Decode Instance Selection for Disaggregated LLM Inference. This tackles a really practical problem that's becoming critical as LLMs scale up. When you disaggregate LLM inference, essentially splitting the workload across multiple machines in a data center, you run into this fundamental challenge that KV cache, which stores the context from previous tokens, has to travel across the network before decoding can begin.
Think of it like having a conversation where every time you want to respond, you first have to retrieve your memory of what was said earlier from a filing cabinet on the other side of the building. That network traversal time directly impacts your time to first token, which is crucial for user experience. Current schedulers are pretty naive about this. They make routing decisions based only on compute load and whether there's already some relevant cache data nearby, but they're completely ignoring the network topology and dynamic congestion between the prefill instances and decode instances. It's like a GPS that only considers distance but ignores current traffic conditions. Oujuwole introduces this concept of a network cost oracle, essentially a thin interface between the operators and the scheduler that provides real-time network cost information. The paper proves mathematically that ignoring network costs can make cache-aware scheduling actually perform worse than random assignment in some scenarios. That's a pretty striking result.
From a computer architecture perspective, this highlights how disaggregated computing is forcing us to think beyond just CPU and memory hierarchies. The network is becoming a first-class citizen in our performance models. This connects to broader trends we're seeing in data center design, where network-aware scheduling and placement are becoming as important as traditional compute resource management. It's particularly relevant for RISC-V deployments in cloud environments, where the flexibility of the instruction set allows for custom optimizations, but you still need intelligent orchestration to make it all work efficiently at scale. Now let's dive into some exciting industry news. First up, we've got a piece from Design and Reuse about RISC-V, the open source revolution in CPU architecture. While this is more of an overview piece, it's worth noting because it reflects how mainstream the RISC-V conversation has become. We're not talking about a niche academic project anymore. This is a full-scale industry transformation. The open source nature of RISC-V is fundamentally changing how companies approach processor design and deployment. instead of being locked into proprietary instruction set architectures with licensing fees and restrictions. Organizations can now innovate freely and customize their processors for specific workloads. At Condor Computing, we see this every day. Customers who want to optimize for particular use cases, whether that's edge AI automotive applications or high-performance computing. The flexibility to add custom instructions and modify the pipeline to suit specific needs is revolutionary. What's particularly interesting is how this open approach is accelerating innovation across the entire ecosystem. When the ISA is open, you get contributions from universities, startups, and major corporations all working together to advance the architecture. It's like having thousands of brilliant engineers collaborating instead of competing in isolation. This collaborative model is proving incredibly effective for rapid iteration and improvement. The second news story really caught my attention as Alibaba launches server-grade RISC-V CPU. Beijing throws its weight behind ISA from the register. This is huge news for the RISC-V ecosystem because it represents a major validation of the architecture for high-performance server applications. Alibaba isn't just experimenting here. They're deploying RISC-V in production server environments, which is a significant vote of confidence. What makes this particularly noteworthy is the backing from Beijing. When major governments start supporting open instruction set architectures, it creates momentum that's hard to ignore. This isn't just about technical merit anymore. It's about strategic independence and technological sovereignty. Countries and companies are recognizing that relying on proprietary ISAs from a single vendor creates dependencies they'd rather avoid. From a technical perspective, seeing RISC-V scale up to server-grade applications validates what many of us in the architecture community have been saying for years. This isn't just an embedded or microcontroller ISA. The clean design, the extensibility, and the performance potential are absolutely suitable for high-end applications.
Alibaba's deployment will provide real-world performance data and operational experience that will benefit the entire ecosystem. It's also worth noting that success in the Chinese market often translates to broader global adoption, especially when you're talking about server infrastructure, where cost, performance, and supply chain considerations are paramount. Our third news item is about Vortex 3.0 released as full-stack open-source RISC-V GPU now. With 3D Pipeline from Foronix, this is fascinating because it represents the expansion of RISC-V beyond traditional CPU applications into graphics processing. Vortex is positioning itself as a full-stack, open-source GPU solution built on the RISC-V instruction set architecture. The addition of a 3D pipeline in version 3.0 is particularly significant because it means they're targeting real graphics workloads, not just compute applications. This connects to our earlier discussion about heterogeneous processing units. As AI and graphics workloads become more diverse, having an open, extensible architecture like RISC-V provides incredible flexibility for optimization.
You can add custom instructions for specific graphics primitives or AI operations without being constrained by what a proprietary GPU vendor thinks is important. From an ecosystem perspective, having open source GPU solutions based on RISC-V creates new opportunities for innovation. Smaller companies and research institutions can now experiment with graphics architecture without needing massive licensing deals or starting from scratch. It's similar to how Linux democratized operating system development. Suddenly, anyone with good ideas can contribute and innovate. The full stack approach is also important because it means developers get everything from the hardware description to the drivers and software stack. This kind of complete solution is essential for real adoption because it removes the integration barriers that often kill promising hardware projects. For the RISC-V ecosystem, this represents another proof point that the architecture can scale across different types of processing units while maintaining the benefits of openness and extensibility. That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents.
We've covered some really exciting developments today, from new frameworks for heterogeneous NPU design to network-aware scheduling for disaggregated inference, plus major industry moves in the RISC-V space. The pace of innovation in computer architecture continues to accelerate, and the open, collaborative nature of RISC-V is driving so much of that progress. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, minus part of Andes Technologies' RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and join us tomorrow as we dive into more cutting-edge architecture research. Until then, keep those currents flowing.